Okay, perfect. So we are recording now. And John, let's start with the community development block grant. How long has this been in the works?
This has probably been in the works since about this time last year. We originally submitted this back in about this time last year, and we were turned down for it. We heard sometime about in January or whatever that we had been turned down for it. And so we went to the Department of Economic Development through the state and asked them if we could resubmit, in which they encouraged us to do so. And so we did that, and it was just a matter of there wasn't enough funding last year to go around, and so we resubmitted this year, and we were happy to get awarded $500,000 this year. So it's a very, very good thing for us.
And when exactly did you find out?
We just got the official letter in the mail today that we had received it, our award letter, and so now the real work begins of getting things finished up, and as far as the projects that need to be done, get them into the works and bid and that sort of thing, so that we can get started as quickly as possible.
And will you go over for some of the specifics of the work that's going to be done using these funds?
Yeah, there is different cracks and things in the sewer lines around town is what we're addressing. The pipes that are in the ground are some of them are 40, 50 years old or better. And so the work that we're doing is that we're looking at which pipes need to be replaced and what can we do, and then also what can we do by just fixing them in place. There's a process that has been around for a few years that they do just sewer lining, where they line the sewer pipes with a hardened epoxy. They can do that at any time of the year. And so that has been proven all over the United States and used all over the United States for many years. It'll be the first time that I think we've used it here, but it creates a hardened lining inside the sewer line and makes it so that you don't have to replace the whole sewer line, meaning that we don't have to open cut, dig it up, put in new. We can just line it, and it'll do just fine while it's in the ground there.
All right. And your cost-sharing program, when did you get official confirmation on that?
We got official confirmation on that within the last week also. That is something that we've been had been working on between last year. We went for a grant, and we got a $155,000 grant awarded to us for this program, for this project. And they looked at what our project was, and we were going to do it in a couple years and phase it over a couple years. And Missouri Department of Transportation liked our plan enough that they came back and said, we're interested in doing a cost-share program on this. And so if you guys would be interested, if the city of Odessa would be interested, we would like to do that with you and partner with you on this. So we looked at what our finances and what we could do, and we came back and talked to them and realized that we could make it happen. So we applied for it, and by the time that's all said and done, that comes out to, I think, is $764,000. So between that entire amount, between the $764,000 plus the $155,000 that we get from the previous grant that we had awarded to us, those two combined, it really comes out to a substantial amount of money for this one project.
Okay, and the portion that's still left on Odessa's shoulders, where will that come from?
That comes from there's a water line that needs to be replaced in there. The water service in there, we need as we continue to grow with the nuts and bolts in that area, and then also the Family Dollar and just other things, we need to increase the water line in there, and it is also several years old. That needs to be replaced, so that is some of it. And then also the electric service in that area needs to be updated and upgraded as well. And then also, so there's some of the dollars that come from that. Our cost share includes that, and the rest of it comes from just the capital sales tax within the community, and then also the transportation sales tax within the community.
All right. And that work scheduled to begin in fall of 2015, is that right?
Summer of 2015 is when that is going to be done. The Missouri Department of Transportation, they will be handling the engineering of this project, and so that saves them a little bit of money and saves us a little bit of money by them doing it in-house. So they'll be taking care of that, and then, like I said, the other two issues, the electric service and the water service in there with growing businesses in that area and more buildings going up and stuff like that. They won't do that. They won't do the engineering for those two things, but that's something that'll also be taken care of at the same time.
All right. Well, John, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, I'm just very, very pleased with the outcome of these. I mean, between these two things, between the grant from CDBG and then the Missouri Department of Transportation grant, and then also the other grant that we got about 6 or 7 months ago, all of that comes to about $1.4 million that we've received in grants in the last in the last 6 or 7 months, and that is just, that's huge for Odessa. That's a great thing for our community, and I'm absolutely thrilled to be a part of it.